தத் ஹ ஏதத் ப்ரஹ்மா ப்ரஜாபதயே உவாச. பிரம்மா பிரஜாபத்தையே உவாச்ச. கன்ஃபியூஷன் வில் கம். நோ வை, பிரம்மா இஸ் ஆல்சோ கால் பிரஜாபதி. நோ, பிரம்மா பிரஜாபத்தியே உவாச்ச மீன்ஸ் வாட்? இட் இஸ் நாட் பிரம்மா, ஹியர் இஸ் பிரஜாபதி. ஆக்சுவலி பிரம்மா இஸ் ஹிரண்யகர்பா, ஈஸ்வரா. சோ ஈஸ்வரா பகவான் டாட் திஸ் டு ஹூ? பிரஜாபதி. அண்ட் அதர் பிரஜாபதி, வாட் பிரஜாபதி டஸ் நாட் மீன் the first Brahma is Hiranyagarbha and Prajapati is Kashyapa and other, all of them, there are many Prajapatis. One of them is Prajapati Kashyapa. Then afterwards, then Prajapati hi Manave, the many, not one Prajapati, so many Prajapatis after Brahma, and they all taught. The one Prajapati taught to Kashyapa, taught to Manu, and Manu hu Prajabhyaha. Manu is the first human. Then Manu taught this to all the prajas, all other beings. In this manner, Acharya Kula, Acharya Kulat. In this manner, there is a Acharya Kulam is there. There is a lineage of teachers. And from this lineage of teachers, there is wisdom which has been flowing downwards, you know, from them. Vedam Adhitya. How should a person live one's life? In this, the whole paragraph, very beautiful. I had to really, the last paragraph I really want to do separately. Okay, now I'm just do the little meaning. In last class I told in our class, but I today also I had no time to do it. I'm only going to do just little meaning today, and again I'll do the, I conclude the chapter some other time. So Vedam Adhitya means having studied Veda. From whom? Acharya Kulat, from the teachers who come in the lineage of teachers. Having studied the Veda, in one paragraph, how a person should live one's life is said here. Which means, it is made very clear in India, in Bharata Desha, in Hindu Dharma, Hanatana Dharma, there is no such thing called secular life. The whole life is meant for accomplishing the spiritual end. Life is spiritual only for us. Life is a spiritual life means what? There is a spiritual end. There's a purpose of life is already clear. You go to school for what? To become disciplined. What you should become disciplined for? To prepare yourself for ultimately for living this life meaningfully. So you have to enter into the life, Grihastha Ashrama. And what is life this life for? There again, you live a more mature life, really live a life of dharma, you are again make a more refined person. As a refined person of refined personality, then you are able to also, you know, how much to do, how much not to do, how to do, so you can all have to withdraw also. Then from there, you become more, you know, meditative and qualified. Then you enter into sannyasa also. The whole life, the Hindu way of life, the Vedic way of life, going through the four different ashramas, following all the Varna Dharmas also, ultimately for preparing one's mind for wisdom, knowledge, moksha. That is why it is the life is a spiritual life only. There's no such a thing called non-spiritual life. So in spiritual, for a person who is spiritual, being religious is very natural. Being religious and being ethical is, of course, a must. The life itself is a spiritual life. Why? Because there is an end to be accomplished, a spiritual end. Therefore, for which the person must be what? Must live his life. For him, being religious is a compulsory. And discipline, being disciplined. And being ethical is also what? Choiceless. One has to be ethical. One shows the value of dharma. And for to be ethical, religious and spiritual, all that one needs is given in the very brahmacharya life itself. During brahmacharya, you get everything. Therefore, I'm going to talk to you about all the four ashramas also next class. Okay? It has become very clear. Ashramas, if possible, little bit of Varna also. But definitely we need to know. It's very important to know for us. So Vedam Adhitya, which means Vedam Adhitya, having studied Veda, how hadi Veda, not the way you want to study. Yatha Vidhanam, as per the instructions, as per the rules and regulations ordained. Yatha Vidhi, nake Vidhanam, from whom? Not by yourself, Guru, from the teacher. Then, Karma Atiseshena. Then having, when you live in the Gurukulam, you can't just do study with Shastra teacher all the time. Whenever teacher calls you and teaches you, you can study. And this is the time you have to be doing whatever the teacher tells you, what are the Gurukulam expects you to do, you have to do. So in between, during the time, whenever you have some leisure time, Karma Atiseshena. So when do you study with it from the teacher? From you study Veda as per the instructions, as per the rules and regulations, whenever you have leisure time, when you're staying in Gurukulam, during your service to the teacher and the Gurukulam. Having studied, after studying, what should you do? Abhisamavritya. You come back. Abhisamavarana means what now? Returning to your home back. Then the parents will keep the girl ready for you. Then having got married, settled in life, kutumbe, having entered into grastashrama, householder's life. See, the Upanishad finishes everything in one line, okay? One word. One word finished whole householder's life is like a movie, you know? Having entered into grastashrama, kutumbe, stitva. And even when you are living as a householder, also doing your duties properly, whenever time find it, but no. Shuchau deshe swadhyayam adhiyanaha. You find a clean place. Wow, very important. Such a very small paragraph. And he gives important two words. Shuchau deshe. Sitting in a clean place. You know, swadhyayam adhiyanaha. Doing your self-study after the Gurukulam, you don't leave it. Okay, even grihastha, of course you cannot study like how you were studying in Gurukulam. After studying, coming to Gurukulam, whenever you have to find time, you have to what now? Swadhyayam adhiyanaha. In order not to forget what you studied in the Gurukulam, remember that, doing swadhyaya. Then how do you do? Because you always remember the Shastram, so that how you make your children also what offspring, all your children at home, progeny, dharmikan vidadhat, making your offspring, making your children, making the family highly virtuous, highly righteous. A householder's duty is what? Not only he is righteous, the way he lives his life is in such a way that he makes his children righteous and highly virtuous children. Responsible job, you know? Being a householder means responsibility, not an easy joke. Handle all these different heads, okay? Come with their own prarabdha. But you have to make them righteous and virtuous children. Dharmikan. So it's the responsibility parents have. Teach the children and make the children righteous and ethical and also virtuous. How? By you yourself living, for which you must have, no? All that, okay. As a grihastha ashrami, he has a response, it's a duty. Again, samas, seva, duty here. Vidadhati. Then afterwards, having taught what you have to teach children, having done your duties towards the family, then atmane sarva indriyane sampratishthapya. Now having shamaha dhamaha, sarva indriyane sampratishthapya means what now? Having shama dhamma. Having mastery over, having disciplined mind and disciplined sense organs. Ahimsan, following the dharma of ahimsa. Ahimsa, not harming, causing any hurt to any living being, any time. That's why we had to pray to Bhagawan to bless us with the strength to be able to live such a life. Very difficult. Ahimsan. sarvabhutani not causing harm to any living being, hurting any living being. Anyatra. Anyatra means wherever Shastram says you're not, wherever Shastram gives you freedom to, you know, hurt. Like in the battlefield, as a Kshatriya, or when really when you are at home and somebody comes and hits you at home, you can't keep quiet, no, aham ahimsa follower. Come on, no. Then you have to talk, give back, okay? That's why. Don't go do it. Ahimsa means what? Not harm, generally, which means the most, the softest person, the same time, bravest person, isn't it? Softest, kind-hearted, really, compassionate, but strong and brave, okay? You don't let other people come and walk on you. Therefore, that's what here, anyatra is what now, also being self-defensive and self-protective, at the same time, not causing any harm. See, one self-defense and self-protection, you know, should not be at the cost of other suffering. But at the same time, you do not cause any harm to other people for the sake of what? At the cost of your protection, isn't it? Yourself. You protect yourself, also contribute for the protection of others. How? Following dharma, ahimsa. Therefore, ahimsa, sarvabhutani, okay, anyatra, tirthebhyaha, except as approved by these scriptures, that's the meaning. Also, living, going through life of, you know, living in seclusion also, sahakalu evam vartayan, evam vartayan, living in this manner, yavad ayusham, whatever span of life Bhagavan has ordained, living one, having, spending one's whole span of life in this manner, finally, having through Shravanamanani Dhyasanam, attained Jnanam also, Brahma Lokam Abhisampadyate, this person attains the knowledge of self being Brahman. Attaining the knowledge of self being Brahman is what? Brahma Loka Abhisampadram. Attainment of Brahma Loka. Then, Na Punaravartate, Nacha Punaravarti, he does not return. Attains Moksha. Attains Videha Mukti. One meaning. Other meaning is this person goes to Brahma Loka and there again he attains Kama Mukti. Two meanings. A person goes to Brahma Loka, attains Kama Mukti. Or he attains knowledge of Brahman as one's own self, thereby, after living his span of life, having exhausted his paradha, leaving this physical body, this person again does not return, attains Videha Mukti. Iti Panchadashaha Khandaha Attamaha Adhyayaha. I only said the literal meaning of this mantra. Again, the last mantra, I wait to really talk to you a lot. Okay? I'll talk to you again. I'll find some time to talk to you. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Rabhyo Namaha Harihi Om.